Too often, history and heritage are thought of as elements which have either been relegated to books or memories. That belief turns a blind eye to the history that still stands today and the living lessons that it offers. That's the foundation behind an event taking place next weekend that my next guest is here to preview. It's the 5th Annual Sussex County Heritage Weekend, and it fills in all that will be taking place, all the fun and all the history and the heritage, of course. From the Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council is Mary Jo Mathias. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Chris.
Great to have you talk about our history and the events that are taking place, which you can download brochures and details about the locations and all the activities at the Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council website, scahc.org. And, yes, we do have a link over at our website, so don't try to remember that. It's taking place October 10th through 11th. And give us a little overview of some of the things that are part of that part of the weekend.
Okay. Well, it's a self-guided tour that people can take at their own leisure, and, you know, if they want to go to a certain part of the county for one day and another part of the county another day, they can download this map and take it with them. That'll be on our website. And it is also an interactive map, so if they're interested in a particular place, they can sort of zoom in on it and see it. But it covers everywhere from, like, High Point Monument all the way down to Byram. So it's really covering the county beautifully, and there are many, many historic sites on this brochure that they can download. We have also listed the museums, the wineries, the farmers market, and the federal and state parks.
This is such a great lesson for people too, Mary Jo, because all through the state, I mean, obviously we're one of the original 13 colonies, so we have seniority over the majority of the country as far as an existing part of the United States, but so many people think, like I said in the introduction, history is just relegated to those historical marker signs we see on the side of the roads, and that's really not true.
No, these are living museums. These are museums that, yes, they existed in the past, but they're still here today, thank God. And they are, you know, living monuments to the history, but they are very much, we can learn much from them and treasure them.
And certainly, as Mary Jo said, this is a self-guided tour, but each of the locations ranging from the Vernon Historical Museum to the Lafayette Preservation, Ludlam Mabee House, the Franklin Historical Heritage Museum, the Sparta Historical Van Kirk House, they all have their individual activities and education information in each one of those locations.
Right, and one of them, the Liscroft Farm, is a very interesting location because there's a mansion there, but there is also pumpkin pick and paint that day, and there is also an Indian garden laid out in as the Indians like a each year month of the year. So it's a very interesting place to go, Liscroft Farm, and it's a little ways away, but it's worth going to.
Absolutely. We're talking with Mary Jo Mathias from the Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council about next weekend's 5th Annual Sussex County Heritage Day. You can learn more and download free information at scahc.org. That's the website for the Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council, scahc.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I say too, Mary Jo, no government shutdowns. So that means all the planned sites and locations will be open for business.
That's right. The ones that are on the brochure will be open, and it does give the times. And a few of them are open, maybe openly open on Saturday, but then most of them are open both days. So all the times are on the map.
This is such a great education, too, not just for new residents, people who have moved into the region, but I'm wondering just how many people, just because of the way life gets hectic sometimes, they never thought of wineries in northern New Jersey or the mining history of northwest New Jersey.
That's right. You know, we have wonderful wineries, and you know, the mining industry and the connection to Edison and to, you know, all the different things like that. It's, people don't understand that that's here. The old mine road, which goes back to the Indian War. It's amazing how much history is here.
When you go past some of the homes that are either doubling as historical sites or museums, mm-hmm. when you go in and you hear the stories and the history behind those buildings, they really become a lot more special than something you just fly by at 35, 45, 50 miles an hour in your car.
That's right. That's right. Living people were there. You know, it was a place of either commerce or, you know, activity in that community. So, and they're still alive today. They're still, you know, worth something there to see.
And I should mention, too, there's also the Black Bear Century Ride Cycling Tour. That'll be on Saturday the 10th. Again, you can download info about all that from the Sussex County Arts and Heritage website, scahc.org, and get more info about it if you do want to do some biking.
Right, and there is the Harvest Honey and Garlic Festival on Saturday the 10th from 10 to 4 at the fairgrounds.
You know, you think, too, about how history can – we think history has gone away, or living history has gone away, but there's always an exception to the rule, and Waterloo Village seems to be one of those exceptions where it is returning back to a living history location.
Yes, it is. I was there a few weeks ago, and you can take canal rides, and it's some of the buildings that have been reopened, and it's a beautiful place to visit, but you need to have your walking shoes with you to go there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, because most of us, I think, went there back in our elementary and high school days, and, you know, we're not as mobile as we used to be back in those days.
That's right.
And I would be remiss if I did not mention that among the things you could do is visit the Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council Gallery. You have an exhibition going on.
Yes, we will have Apparitions of October as the exhibit during that time, so it's going to be an interesting exhibit, I think, for people to stop and see us.
I always think, too, when people go to, they might pick one or two of the locations that are available with information on the free brochure you can download from the Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council website. But you go to that one location, that one town, and, I mean, we've seen all these books now. They have books about the history of Montague, for example, springs to mind, because there's a huge lime mining industry, which a lot of people don't know about. And you're driving down Clove Road going between Montague and Port Jervis, for example, and you see what look like stone ruins on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And those are either the lime mines or some of the industrial buildings, the remnants that are usually the foundations of some of the stuff that used to be happening out there.
That's right. There's a lot of ruins in the county that are very interesting and markers for people to stop at. Even if there are not maybe a building there, there are markers that tell you what happened there. And, you know, this county was very, very important during the Revolutionary War and during the different wars, you know, in different times of our country's beginnings. So it's a great county to visit.
Yeah, there is a great history book. The author's name escapes me, but it's one of those local history books about Waterloo Village that talks about the conflicts among the residents, because not everyone was a patriot back then, but they knew that business had to be done, and the Morris Canal running through Waterloo Village was a crucial part of making things happen back in those days.
That's right. And we've discovered something very interesting here in Newton in the basement of our own building here that we rent in. But there is a house, a three-room house, probably from the early 1800s, that is in the basement, made of bluestone. And the college is planning a dig there. So we're very excited about that.
I always wonder why you hear someone think of or talk about something like that. Do people start thinking of their own houses and maybe go to the county clerk office and start doing research? Okay, they don't even know how long the home that they're living in has been in existence.
That's right. And what's in their basements and what's in the walls of the basement, you know.
Yeah, some of those walls you don't want to find out what's behind them. But
possibly.
Check who lived in there first before you start digging behind the walls, because you might get some unplanned surprises that you really prefer not to have. But be that as it may, that's something for the crime reporters to worry about.
Yes.
But in the meantime, the 5th Annual Sussex County Heritage Weekend, October 10th and 11th, whole host of locations, events, fun things to do, special things to learn. And if you're listening on the stream all throughout or any of our affiliates throughout the state, inspire your county to do a little history research and presentation and heritage too, because every county has its identity and its history and its heritage. And what's happening with the 5th Annual Sussex County Heritage Weekend, I think, is a great blueprint for other counties to follow suit and to download the information. Come on in. If you're from outside the area, you're certainly welcome. It's scahc.org. Download the brochure, free information, and get an idea of what to explore and what to learn. That was all about and still is about Sussex County. It's being presented and put together by the Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council. We've been joined from the aforementioned Sussex County Arts and Heritage Council by Mary Jo Mathias. Mary Jo, thanks for helping us remember, respect, and appreciate the history of Sussex County. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris, for calling, and I enjoyed talking with you again.